You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes from the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It is Monday, July 5th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube or WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today, we will be joined by Mr. Bill Bender, national college football writer for Sporting News, as Sporting News put together their college football rankings for the 2021 season. I believe the title goes as Top FBS Coaches in 2021. Of course, Ryan Day is there. Ryan Day, the head football coach at the Ohio State University, one of the best coaches in college football. How does Sporting News rank them? How does Bill Bender himself rank them? As this was put together, a compilation of the, or an averaging out of the votes that were put together, that were put down by the writers at Sporting News. So I'm going to back away. We're going to bring in Mr. Bill Bender from Sporting News as him and I dive into the Sporting News rankings for the top FBS coaches in 2021. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is the Monday after the 4th of July. And with us today, it is Bill Bender from the Sporting News and recently put out an article in the rankings of coaches. And anytime somebody ranks college football coaches, it gets everybody talking. Bill, welcome to the podcast.
Jay, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's without a doubt every offseason, the 1 to 130 coaches list that we put out at Sporting News certainly generates the most discussion, whether it's profane, heated, friendly, debating. We certainly get that the most. And if anybody needs proof, you can just go take a look at my Twitter feed over at BillBender92 if you need the evidence.
It's there. I checked it a little bit after you were with, I believe it was Paul Feinbaum on, was it Tuesday show? You're with him, and I was checking some stuff there after you're posting some articles. Somebody made a comment about Ryan Day, and that's how it is. Ohio State fans, they have their own mindset. They see their coach their own way. I'm curious, Bill, from your point of view, how do you view Ryan Day, the head coach, in his short tenure at Ohio State?
Well, to be clear, so we had six people vote on this. So this wasn't just my list. So this is kind of my opportunity to throw some of my staff members under the bus, which I will gladly do. On my ballot, I had Ryan Day number three. And my justification was this, that I think there's this notion that he got handed the keys to a very fast car. And my argument is he's made that car drive a little bit faster in 2 years with the recruiting, with the offensive style, with the number of elite receivers and quarterbacks that are signed on to play at the university. The recruiting is the same, if not better. Yeah, Urban set the table, and I would never, you know, Urban's one of the top five college football coaches of all time, but I think Ryan Day has done similar to what Lincoln Riley's done, made the car drive a little bit faster. So that's why I had him in three, but some of my coworkers, you know, I think he ended up six because they need to see him for another year or two do it. And that's a fair argument as well, given that, you know, if Ohio State goes 9-3 this year, that would be considered a bad season.
It would be. And I know that some people may be thinking that Ryan Day, 9-3, the way he's coaching, the way he's recruiting, that's not going to happen. But as we know with college football, anything can happen on any given Saturday. Just talk about the Purdue game a few years ago, the Iowa game, the Michigan State game. Ohio State fans know any given Saturday, anything can happen. Number three, though, that's not bad. I've seen some people say two. Well, not two. Some people say three. Some say four. Some say five. But number three really isn't that bad. What can he do to crack the top two after really a phenomenal start to his career at Ohio State?
Well, those are the only two coaches that have beat him, and he's split with Dabo, obviously. Yeah. And as long as we make this list, I think I've done it for 6 years. The only time that we've had a discussion that it wasn't Saban, I think Urban Meyer was the last coach to be ranked number one. That was in 2015, coming off the 14 national title. But Saban's piled up, I think, three national championships since. So there's not much argument there, honestly. I do think 3 through 7 are fairly interchangeable. That's the other part of this, that we had Lincoln Riley at 3, Brian Kelly at 4. People really didn't like that, but I can counter that. Kirby was 7, and then Jimbo Fisher was 5. And you can make a case for or against all 5 of those guys, in my opinion, at the number 3 spot and come up with a pretty decent argument. The one that probably 4 or 5 for sure would be Brian Kelly, but Kirby and Jimbo's got a natty. The other guys don't. Kirby's been awesome at Georgia. He's recruiting probably the closest to Nick Saban, with the exception of maybe Ryan Day. And I think Lincoln Riley, I mean, if you want to sell a program, what better way to do it with, we win the conference every year, and if you play quarterback, you're probably going to win the Heisman.
Brian Kelly. This right in front of me. Brian Kelly was 4, I believe you said. Brian Kelly 4, Jimbo 5. Ryan Day 6, and then right after Ryan Day was Kirby Smart at 7. Kirby recruits at an elite level, but for some reason, outside of that 17 or 18 season when he went to the national championship, there's been pieces that haven't been there. Do you see at some point Kirby overtaking Ryan Day in the near future?
Well, I put up a Twitter poll question that was, which one of those 4 coaches, take Jimbo out of it. So Day, Kirby, Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, which one of those guys will be the first to win a national championship? I was stunned that 55% said Kirby. I thought it would be more of a tie between Ryan Day and Kirby, and Lincoln Riley getting some votes in there as well, given what Oklahoma's coming back. So I think the one thing Kirby's going to face that's going to get tougher with every year is, if you look at his tenure to this point, 52-14 record, it's almost identical to Mark Richt and his start at Georgia. And with each year you miss, so I would draw the comparison that, say, Jim Tressel coached at Ohio State for 12 years and never won a national championship. It's kind of like what Cooper went through, actually, where every year that cry became, no, you didn't win. Like, what's going on? Why can't we win a national title? And remember, Georgia's national championship drought extends all the way back to 1980. So I think with each swing and miss, the pressure will grow on him a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and even money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Is Jimbo still getting love from the championship he won with Jameis Winston at Florida State? Is that thought process and how he was viewed there, Florida State, is that kind of trickled down with him at A&M, or is what he is doing down at A&M, does he still deserve that top 5, that upper echelon, more closer to the top tier of coaches in college football?
Well, I think history is starting to repeat itself in a tougher division. I mean, I was around those Florida State teams that had double-digit NFL guys, the Heisman winner. They won 29 straight games. So we know Jimbo can coach, and I'm kind of seeing the same blueprint at Texas A&M. He's recruited in state well. They were there was an argument to be made that they could have made the playoff last year. I would not have supported it. I would have put Ohio State in there over them. But A&M was right there with the lone loss being to – they got blown out by Alabama just like Ohio State did. I think that's the biggest hurdle, though, is you're trying to get Texas A&M in the playoff while going against what is, in my opinion, the greatest college football dynasty of all time that's shown no signs of slowing down. So I think Jimbo will face that, but he's right there. Like I said, of those four coaches, five coaches from 3 to 7, he can say, hey, I've won a national championship. The other four can't do that yet.
There will be Buckeye fans that watch this video, that listen to the podcast, and they may say, Bill, you're crazy. Brian Kelly, Notre Dame, they're overrated. He's been there for a very long time. They get beat down in playoff games and BCS national championship games. Why in the world do you have him above Ryan Day? I think Brian Kelly doesn't get the amount of credit that he deserves for what he has done at Notre Dame, even before they went to the 5 ACC team game schedule. Before that, where you're playing rivals basically every single week and your opponent knows you very, very well, that he was a force to be reckoned with. And that Notre Dame team, he's coached numerous good teams. But Buckeye fans might be saying, Bill, this seems a little crazy. Brian Kelly above Ryan Day. Why?
Well, it won't be that way for long. If Ryan Day goes back to the playoff this year, I think most people would generally put, like I said, I had him 3 in mind anyway. And I think I had Brian Kelly 4. And there is a... in my opinion, the respect for how long he's done it. He's had 3 undefeated regular seasons at Notre Dame. We can bristle at their schedule. They proved last year, if they proved anything, they did beat Clemson. So it's not like it can't be done. And I think they have learned from the playoff failures. I mean, again, you can rip on them for getting beat by Alabama last year, but who did Alabama not beat really badly? And the answer is really everybody but Ole Miss. So I think they have learned. They've changed the way they're recruiting. They do produce a lot of NFL talent. Now, where I see the Ohio State side of the argument, as somebody who grew up in Ohio and went to a Catholic school and has listened to these arguments since he was 4 years old, is the bottom line is Notre Dame hasn't beat Ohio State in my lifetime, and I'm 41. And every time they get that shot on the big stage, the Buckeyes win, and in many cases, dominating fashion. So I would love to see an Ohio State-Notre Dame matchup. I was hoping we would get it last year because I think that would have been a more fun playoff matchup than the 2 semifinals we got, although the Clemson-Ohio State game obviously had more heat on it than any other game.
It did. Lincoln Riley, Oklahoma. You mentioned what Oklahoma brings back this year. They do have Spencer Rattler, who many people say is a Heisman Trophy candidate. Some might say Ohio State's quarterback, which has not been announced yet, but many people believe CJ Stroud will be the starting quarterback at Ohio State, that he may be a dark horse runner for the Heisman. I don't want to go that far right now. I know it's early in the summer, so I don't want to go down the Heisman track. But Buckeye fans look at Oklahoma, and they see the lack of success in the playoff. Yeah, you win the Big 12, a conference that is known for not playing much defense. But when it gets down to crunch time, you're not really doing much, Lincoln Riley. And Buckeye fans, I'm sure, might be going against the rankings that the group of people put together and say, this doesn't really sit well with me. I like Lincoln Riley. I think he is a really, really, really good coach and deserves to be in the top 5. But Buckeye fans might not like Riley above Day in this ranking when they look at it.
Well, they cannot like that, and that's fine, but he's basically done what Ryan Day has done a little bit longer, and maybe some of that hatred's generated from the last time Lincoln Riley visited Ohio Stadium. The Sooners did all right, and some guy planted a flag. I don't know. No, I was there. I remember this very well. So, I think Lincoln Riley, the lack of playoff success is worth pointing out, but they did beat Florida in the Sugar Bowl last year. I think that's big for their program, honestly. And I know Florida wasn't playing a lot of their top guys. I get that. But Oklahoma kind of flashed in that game what they could be offensively this year. And I from an offensive standpoint, I think he's right there with every great coach in college football. And, Jay, one of the things to keep an eye on as we continue to move through each season is I actually think there's a game within the game between these programs right now. And that game within the game is at the quarterback position. You look at Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma in particular. What do you see? Ohio State's last two guys are first-round picks. Alabama, last two guys, first-round picks, and Jalen Hurts is in the NFL. Oklahoma would like to claim him as well, and they have 2 Heisman winners in the NFL. Clemson went from Deshaun Watson to Trevor Lawrence to DJ Uiagalelei, who I can pronounce now, and he's a stud. So I think the quarterback production is a fun little game within the game because these are the best and best of the best offenses And the thing that I guess Ohio State has this year that Alabama had last year and LSU had last year is the best receiving room on top of it. So those are the two. I mean, they really have become the two most important positions on that side of the ball.
Dabo Swinney. Buckeye fans don't like him at all. I believe in your rankings when you had Day at three, I'm assuming you had Dabo at two, and then you had Saban at one, which I mean, they dominated the past 4 or 5 years. Ohio State got the best of Clemson last year, the year before that. So be it. We all remember what happened. But even previously from that, Dabo Swinney really had got the number four Ohio State, not just when Ryan Day was coaching, even when Urban was there. Dabo Swinney and Clemson really kind of got the best of Ohio State in numerous bowl games. What can Ryan Day do to move above Dabo?
I think if he beats him again this year in the playoff, you'd have no choice. I mean, because you'd be 2 or 3, similar programs. The one thing with Clemson, and they've been dominant through the playoff era. I've been around that program a lot. I know Ohio State fans don't like him, but there's no denying, in my opinion, in the last 50 years in college football, there isn't a more remarkable story than the fact that Dabo was able to build a national championship superstore in Clemson. It would be, and the comparison I make, it would be like if Luke Fickell started winning national titles at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Clemson's not even the biggest program in their state. South Carolina is. And it's truly remarkable what he's done. Now, if Ryan Day beats him this year, yeah, I would entertain moving him up to number two because it's 2 or 3 on the field. But the one thing Dabo can say that nobody at Ohio State can say since Woody Hayes is he's got multiple national championships and he's been in another championship game. So I guess the big thing for Clemson this season is, okay, your last two playoff appearances, LSU, rocked, blown out. High State, blown out. And here they open the season against Georgia in what's going to be a fantastic week one game.
Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something literally for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're definitely missing out. A little coconut, a little cherry barcia, a little raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, my favorite, cookies and cream, even German chocolate as well. And available this week only, July 6th through the 9th, get the new Built Bar flavor, Grasshopper Cookie. What does it taste like? This is Built Bar's version of the classic thin mint cookie. All the flavor without all that sugar. 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and it's all one word, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Nick Saban, Ohio State plays Alabama, I believe, 2027 and 2028 seasons. I forget who has the home game first, but it is a home-and-home series. I believe that 2028 season is the last season under Saban's new extension of a contract that he recently signed. Do you see a way? This is not just Ryan Day in particular. If you want to focus on Day and then go big picture, that'd be great. But do you see any way that anybody overtakes Saban at the number one spot before Saban retires?
It's doubtful. And it's one of those things that, I mean, maybe if Ryan Day wins back to back, I think that's the way you would rank him over. The last time we had a serious discussion about it was when Dabo beat Alabama for their second national championship. And we were, okay, is this when we put Dabo number one? I mean, they have won 2 of 3 championship games. These programs have split 4 playoff games. We were making, made the Rocky analogy a lot, and I've seen them all. So even the Creed movies are really good. So I was like, are we going to have more Rocky/Creed movies or Alabama/Clemson playoff matchups? And it was getting scary there for a minute. But yeah, I don't know that that will happen. And the other question is, okay, does Nick Saban actually get to 2028 as the head coach? And if so, I actually think the only question left is he going to match John Wooden now? Will he win 10 national championships?
I never thought about that.
Now, that's the next one, right? So you think, if he coaches for 7-8 more seasons and they win a national title every 3 years, is which what they do, does he get to 10? And then do we start talking about him in the same vein as Wooden? So that's going to be on how long Nick Saban coaches. It's, as I said, when he got the extension, it's good news for Alabama. It's bad news for everybody else in college football, because I've never seen anything like this. I don't know how old you are. I grew up with the Miami dynasty of the 80s, the USC dynasty, the Nebraska teams in the 90s that were as good as anybody, but I've never seen anything this long, this dominant, and with no signs of really stopping because of their ability to adapt.
I'm a little younger. I started really understanding college football when the 2001 Miami Hurricane team really took force and dominated, and Ohio State beat them in the 2003 Fiesta Bowl, the 2002 football season. So in my lifetime, I saw Urban Meyer win a little bit at Florida. I saw the USC, the Texas, the Oklahoma thing, LSU got a couple. But no. I never thought in my lifetime I would see – I'm young, but I never thought I would see this. I never thought I would see what Saban's doing for this long period of time at Alabama. Never thought that at all. And when he came in, Alabama was not this. Alabama was not on this upper echelon, high tide tier. They were not that. And Saban came in and quickly turned that thing around and got them going. Bill, before we go, I want to hit the Big Ten coaches rankings very, very quickly. We know where Ryan Day is, but 5, Paul Chris, 4, Jim Harbaugh, 3, Pat Fitzgerald, 2, James Franklin, and 1, Ryan Day. I got a quick question for you. What has Day done in a short amount of time to separate himself from everybody else in the Big Ten?
I think Ohio State in general, since Urban Meyer, is kind of, and that's there, you're not going to hear complaints about it in Columbus. They have ripped the soul out of the Big Ten with how they went. And here's the stat I always point out. And so people get bent on these coach rankings in the Big Ten as well. It's extremely hard to do this year because of this stat. So since Urban Meyer arrived in Columbus, Ohio State's 23-1 against Wisconsin, Penn State, and Michigan. And
you can make this. That's
the stat I flash all the time. So it's not just a Michigan problem. It's a Wisconsin hasn't beat Ohio State since J.J. Watt was there, and they won a game in Madison when Terrell Pryor was quarterback. Penn State's last win against Ohio State was on a game where you could argue Urban shouldn't have kicked a field goal and Grant Haley runs into the end zone. It could very easily be 24-0. So when you rank the rest of the Big Ten, I take that into account with Wisconsin, Penn State, and Michigan, because I think if you take Ohio State out of the Big Ten, it's actually a pretty entertaining race between those three each year. And then you factor in Northwestern and Indiana, two teams that were like, Pat Fitzgerald's an amazing coach. And he is. He's done a great job, but they're still not beating Ohio State. Tom Allen, amazing coach. Credible rebuild in Bloomington. But what if they go 5-7 this year? Are we just back to, he's just average? So I think Paul Christ, Jim Harbaugh, and James Franklin deal with that Ohio State. Yeah, because when I bring up that stat, people act surprised. Well, why are you surprised? Ohio State's dominated the Big Ten for a decade. So it's just that, like you said earlier in the show, the times they lose are those head scratchers at Kinnick or the head scratcher at Purdue in prime time. And until that changes, until somebody steps up and actually beats Ohio State in the Big Ten, that's going to get worse. And I don't think anybody's even remotely close to what they have in Columbus right now.
I know there's talk of – this is last thought about the Big Ten and last thought of the show. I know there's talk of people saying all conferences should get rid of divisions. The Big 12 has no divisions. The SEC, ACC, Pac-12, and Big Ten all have divisions. Do you think do you think it would get closer – like the Big Ten, the 13 schools plus Ohio State, do you think the other 13 schools would get closer at competing with Ohio State if there are no divisions?
I think there shouldn't be divisions because it'd be – but there's some pros and cons to that, because if we do go to 12 teams, you are going to want your two best teams in the Big Ten championship game. You don't want to run the risk of with all due respect to Northwestern, a couple years ago, if they would have beat Ohio State, I think it was a 3 or 4 loss team, that's bad for the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And they want it to be the best possible matchup for the Big Ten. I also think the 12-team playoff, that stat I threw out in that last question, it'll have a sliding definition of success for coaches. Like Jim Harbaugh, let's take it in a 12-team. All right, now it's 0-5 against Ohio State, punching bag, all this stuff. Give Jim Harbaugh 2 playoff appearances, it might be different, yeah. Especially with those 2 teams he had that were playoff capable. Penn State would have 4 straight playoff appearances with the exception of last year. Wisconsin probably be in the playoff every year. Maybe they finally break through and get some elite recruits on top of that. So I think that's what it's going to create. And if you've got a better Big Ten, you're going to want the best Big Ten championship matchup possible, because when we do go to 12 teams, the Big Ten could have a year where they have 4 teams in, and I wouldn't be surprised.
That is true. Bill Bender, this has been fun. If you could let everyone know, they can catch you on Twitter and also where they can read not just what you wrote or what you put together with the coaches' rankings, but also read all the other articles that you write as well.
Yeah, I'm at Bill Bender 92 at sportingnews.com, and a Central Ohio kid that went to OU. So I, you know, very locked in on the Buckeyes as well. I'm on a lot of shows with Ohio State. This was highly enjoyable. I hope we get the chance to do it again before the season starts. So yeah, we read a lot of Big Ten stuff over there. I have a lot of fun with it. And but if I don't answer a tweet that says I'm garbage or trash or don't deserve to be in the business, don't be surprised.
Of course. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. We got you kicked off. Start the week off with a bang. Bill Bender's coach ranking. Well, Sporting News coach rankings. Bill Bender is just the one talking about it. Really glad he could join us today. We'll be back on Wednesday with more Ohio State Buckeye football and basketball talk. We'll do a mixture of the two. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast.